A number of countries have responded to the high cost of food by imposing export restrictions or even bans, or by seeking to control prices. The UN Secretary General said such measures only distort markets and force prices even higher. These policies are generally intended to divert supplies to local markets and to alleviate price rises for local consumers. Many observers see them as understandable, but ultimately counterproductive, because if farmers do not get the full benefit of increased prices, the incentive for them to increase production is weakened. Those incentives are sure to be a key element in the global response to the current food problem. Already, the prices of many food crops, although still high, have come down from their peaks in the expectation of substantial supply increases for some crops in the coming season. The shape of the global food business is also affected by government subsidies, notably in the United States and Europe. Cuts in those subsidies are a key part of global negotiations underway in the World Trade Organization, and Ban Ki-moon called for a rapid resolution of those talks. But even if the talks do end soon, and there has been some sign of progress at WTO headquarters in recent weeks, the significance of subsidy cuts would be longer term. Lower subsidies in the rich countries might make it a little easier for less subsidized farmers to compete and develop the capacity to feed their own countries. Many developing nations, including most in Africa, do not currently produce enough to meet their own needs.